As we continue our celebrations of a Tuvalu Language Week 2022, Vaiaso Otengana Tuvalu, we're joined now by Elia Tavita, former MP and Speaker of the House of Parliament in Tuvalu. Elia is a bona fide Tuvaluan born and raised on the island of Funafuti. At 13, he ventured out on his educational journey until 1972, when he returned to the Gilbert and Ellice Islands from New Zealand as a sponsored government scholar and was required to serve in the colonial government. In 1975, Elia became a senior officer in the Tuvalu National Administration as Director of Public Works. When in 1977, Elia was one of 12 MPs elected to the first Parliament of Tuvalu, which rolled over to the onset of Tuvalu independence on the 1st of October in 1978, in which he served as Speaker. He served 8 years before leaving Tuvalu and returning to New Zealand with his family in 1987. Elia currently serves the New Zealand Tuvaluan community and is enjoying retirement. He joins us today to tell Anora about the history of this beautiful island nation of Tuvalu. Tā alofa koe, and thank you so much for your time this afternoon, Elia.
Tā alofa lava, Brian.
Elia?
Hear from you.
And thank you again for your time today, Elia. Firstly, Elia, how far back does the history of Tuvalu go, or how far back can the history of Tuvalu be traced?
I'm not really very sure. I'm not an historian, but I only know about my island of Funafuti. as far as I know, the people, the place was settled on Funafuti anyway, by the Samoans. Actually, the name of the person attributed to the ex-leader of that party was Telematua. And he landed, I worked it back, and landed about the late 16th century, say 1600-something. But I think approximately that's about the same time as the other islands of Tuvalu. I know a little bit about Nanumea and Nanumanga. I think they were settled by the Tongan people. Gathering by the language, the dialect they have. It's similar to the Tongan or those languages that use the H instead of the S and F, things like that. And then, of course, the Nui, one of the islands, they were influenced by, they have influence from Kiribati by, you get it by, their language. And they use a mixed language with the Kiribati ingrained in their language. But, overall, I think the older Tuvaluans were settled about that time, in the 16th, or maybe some earlier, some later.
Mm. Elia, can you share some of the maybe historic events prior to colonization or prior to the arrival of Europeans in Tuvalu?
Well, I can only highlight incidences that, regarding the problems that the people of Tuvalu at that time faced. As far as I know, I think for my island anyway, in the southern Ellice Islands or Tuvaluans, that's consisting of Funafuti, Nufetau, Waitupu, and Nukulalai. There was a bit of a catastrophe around for Nukulalai and Funafuti anyway, around the time of about 18. Actually, it was 1863 when the invaders came. I mean, not the what they call the Bergbirders, kidnappers. I think you've heard about that, the kidnappers from Peru. They came and trying to recruit people from around the Pacific, really, but at that time when they got to Nuku'alofa and Funafuti and took away more than half of the population of those islands. So that was a bit of a really sad story. I followed that up, and apparently those people all perished on their way because they were on sailing ships, and it took about 100 days from there to Peru. So not many of them survived. In fact, none of them returned, actually. And that's one catastrophe that happened. I believe all those the same recruiters tried to, throughout the Ellis Islands, I mean the Tuvaluan Islands, the other Tuvaluan Islands, but they weren't so successful. Yeah, that's the main thing that I can remember.
What's the approximate number? Do we know an approximate number?
Yeah, for that exercise by those recruiters, I think it's recorded by one of the writers. It's about 400 altogether at that time. And, of course, you remember the population wasn't really as much as it is now. So that number is quite considerable.
A catastrophe indeed. You think about the numbers of generations that were wiped out as a result of that.
Well, for example, like in Nuku'alofa, there were 250 people taken away, and so only 65 left on the island. In my island on Funafuti, which is, these figures are accurate, was 171 were taken away, and only 146 left. So that's more than half of the population. It's really a catastrophe.
Mm. Something you're very familiar with, having lived through it and being part of another historic event earlier, events leading up to the independence of Tuvalu. Can you share with us around the events of that leading up to independence?
Well, before I say that, there's also the influence of the church, the London Missionary Society, which started about that time, which came in, was introduced to the church, was introduced about that time when the London missionaries came and, established themselves on the islands in about 1865, just after the kidnappers left. Yeah. Anyway, the part that leading up to the independence, as you know, the Tuvalu with the rest of the islands were annexed by the British because of those bad behavior by those recruiters. I think the British annexed Tuvalu by the year 1893, and it was colonized from that on until and put together with the Gilbert and Ellis Islands, and it's called the Gilbert and Ellis Islands Colony, the whole of the eight islands until that time when there was a movement towards self-governing government for those island colony. And then, so in 1975, because the Ellis Islands part, which is Tuvalu now, and didn't really want to be together with the Kiribati going forward because of differences, like culture and all that background, because Kiribati are really they're Micronesian, and the Tuvaluans are Ellis. They have really different culture. Styles. And so in 1975, it was agreed that they'd be separated. And the Gilbert part, Gilbert Island part became Kiribati, and the Tuvalu, the Ellis Island part became Tuvalu now, as it is now. That's what happened leading up to that, briefly.
Elia, what was the mood amongst the people especially if we look, you know, our Tuvalu community leading up to independence? Was there a, you know, an atmosphere of excitement around that time?
Well, it just shows by the determination, you know, when they had the referendum to determine what the Yeltsin people preferred, and the outcome of that referendum conducted by the colonial administration in British force. I think it was about 92% opted to separate, you know, for the Tuvalu ones to become independence from the colony. So that reflects the mood and the desire of the Yeltsin Island, Yeltsin people. They want to be, you know, by themselves rather than being together with the other part, which was really put together by the British long ago.
Mm.
Yeah.
Elia, looking back over the history of Tuvalu, are you able to share around, one or more of some of the notable figures in Tuvalu history briefly?
Not really, except that, since the onset of the, the move towards self-government. We had that our first leader, Toripi Lauti, became the prime minister, and a new parliament was established. But before then, I can't really recall any sort of except some of the bad events that happened, like my island or the southern group was very often invaded by the Tongans, and things like that.
Mm.
There were names that were they came up, but they are not really remembered well by the people.
Mm.
But there were some heroes, not local heroes for my island anyway. But
finally. Being Tuvalu Language Week, a word of encouragement for our Tuvalu community tuning in this afternoon in the Tuvalu language, please, brother.
I think that is the Tuvalu language is all the languages anyway. The indigenous languages that being promoted by yourselves and from the government, I suppose. I really encourage that because. Mainly because, the main language that's used here is English, and I feel for the young people, especially born here, that have no way to practice their language, and if you don't practice that, you tend to forget about it. You don't have much fondness of your culture and your where you came from. You can say you are Tuvalu, but you can't speak the language. So it's not much point there. So I encourage the Tuvalu community here, especially the elders, to try and promote and. The language of Tuvalu, and thank you yourself for yourselves and whoever is running this organization or these programs to go even further and to promote the language of Tuvalu.
Mm.
Yeah.
A very big thank you, Whakawhetaila Silele, former MP for Funafuti in Tuvalu, Elia Tavita. We've been so blessed by your sharing today, Matua. Thank you so much. God bless and have a great day. Thank you.
Whakawhetaila, Brian.